You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. The future is here with us today.
It absolutely is. And look at all this cool stuff the future brought with it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about not only what this guy does, and he doesn't just focus on this real estate industry. He does a lot, touches a lot of different spheres in business, but it's going to be a fun conversation. Let's welcome Ron Robinson. He is the CEO of 3D Printer Technology. Ron, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, the pleasure is ours, Ron. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're an awfully busy fellow, so grateful for you swinging by and joining us. Before we get into everything we want to talk to with you about, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, I grew up in Philadelphia. I moved to different parts of the country. I worked in Silicon Valley for companies like IBM, Hitachi Data Systems, and GE Medical, and started my own IT company about 15 years ago, and then decided I wanted to get into something else that was a little different because that market was too congested. So I started doing research on 3D printing and started selling 3D printers here in Atlanta about 6 years ago. And we had opened up the first 3D printing shop in Atlanta near Georgia Tech about 2 years ago. Since then, we've migrated out of that facility and moved into the 3D printing additive manufacturing labs facility on Windy Hill Road in Atlanta, Georgia, where we're actually doing product development work, CAD design, 3D printing of both metals and thermoplastic materials for both aerospace, automotive, engineering, and anyone that has an idea that they want to bring to market.
Isn't that super cool?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, tell us a little bit more about 3D printer technology and how old is the company and how did you get started? And
the company's about going on about 7 years old right now. And we started out by selling a small printer that we got out of China to the educational community. So we started selling the printers to different schools and started going out doing seminars for the schools to educate kids on how this related to science, technology, engineering, and math as far as STEM programs are involved. And started making small parts for different people with this small printer because the companies that actually had a monopoly on the technology at the time, 3D Systems and Stratasys, that market was already taken up. So since the patents have expired, all the European companies are coming over now bringing all the high-tech stuff that they couldn't bring in because of the patent issues. So we started selling MakerBots out of New York City, met Bray Pettis at the U.S. Patent and Trade Office in Washington, D.C. One day and became one of the first resellers of MakerBot, which is a U.S.-based company selling and making 3D printers. Since then, we've migrated into just making things for people. So an engineering company might come to us and say, we need some special tooling. Right now, we're working on projects at Delta Airlines. We've got actually three projects this week we're working on at Delta Airlines for tooling, just to help fix things that are breaking on the plane.
Well, I've been focused on the manufacturing space for a long, long time in my career. And so I got to see some of the early iterations of these 3D printers. And it was fascinating then, but boy, what's possible now and what's going to be happening in 5 years' time is going to be staggering. I'm going to ask you some about that down the road. But where are the principal applications that you're doing for people? You mentioned tooling, and I'm looking, if you look at the photograph here with our show notes, you'll notice we're obviously all familiar with plastics when we think about 3D printing, but there's some metals here.
Right.
So walk us through what some of the key applications are.
Everything that you see on this table right now has been 3D printed in either metal or some type of a thermoplastic. Metal 3D printing has been around for a long time, but not everyone has been able to use it because the technology hasn't been available to everyone. So as an example, this is a piece of titanium. If you look at it, it looks heavy, but if you handle it, it's very, very light.
Wow.
We just got finished doing a project for NASA Marshall Space Flight Center, a CubeSat project where we made a small CubeSat out of titanium. It was our first contract with NASA. This is an actual spinal implant, which was approved by the FDA to be placed back in the human body to actually repair the spine. So 3D metal printing has aerospace applications, medical applications. This one is kind of interesting. After Donald Trump announced that you could 3D print your own guns, I got phone calls from Atlanta Journal-Constitution to interview about 3D printing guns. And this was part of an experimental grenade launcher that we did for the U.S. Army at Picatinny Arsenal, which we did about a year ago. And it was made completely of metal and thermoplastic parts. That's part of the barrel It was called the Rambo weapon. And there's a video on the internet called the U.S. Army Rambo weapon, and you can see the whole video.
Wow.
I'll be darned.
I guess the applications I hear the most are the 3D printers in schools and the college kids using them and doing really cool things. But obviously, I guess mainstream corporate America is using them. But how would a corporation use one that they owned?
We got a call yesterday from an architectural firm that does commercial real estate buildings and things of that nature. And they've been using 3D printers for like 6 years. But now they called us and they said, our 3D printers are old. Can you help us rebuild our lab and put new technology into that lab? Everything that you see on this table right now, everything can be 3D printed.
Wow.
And that's what most people are doing. They're bringing products to market, so they want to see what the product's going to look like before they mass produce them.
All right. For someone listening to this, and let's also keep in mind like a builder. Okay. So maybe they want to have a neat model of a new product they're going to bring to market in the show home or whatever,
right. Mm-hmm.
and or leverage that for other purposes in terms of further development, innovation in their space. You say, look at this table and you can print virtually everything here. I get that. I understand that. But you don't just walk in your front door and say, hey, Ron, how you doing? Print me a spinal insert today. I mean, talk about the actual process. I mean, you have to have very specific design work. I mean, there's more to us than just saying, hey, just sketch something and print it for me.
Right. So as an example, there was a company that came to us. They were looking for someone to print some prosthetic, arms for some kids that had lost their arms. So they gave us this file and they said, well, go ahead and print this. We want to see if this thing is going to really grip. And they gave us the files, which were readily available on the internet. A lot of people don't know that there are a lot of things on the internet ready to 3D print, already ready to go, that don't have any intellectual property rights laws associated with them. Because once you take it off the internet and you change it, it becomes your IP.
Mm-hmm.
So for this specific application, it was for an arm. If somebody lost their entire arm, this is the hand part, and there was another piece here. And then when you pulled your arm this way, it would grip. So this was a medical application. Another application for medical was this jaw piece. So this uses a laser beam with a liquid resin that it can actually bond four or five different materials together. So if a person lost that part of their jaw,
wow,
they can take an x-ray, and this isn't real, but this is approved to be put back in the mouth. They can put the teeth back in, and it looks exactly like the other side of your jaw.
That is unbelievable. I wish this was a video conversation. That prosthetic hand that he was just talking about, again, if you look at the photo here in the show notes, that's what Carol is shaking
right
in that photo. So that's what we're talking about here. All right. Well, we have a lot more to cover with Ron, but let's go to break. So Ron, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi there. I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise, energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
And we're back with Ron Robinson, the CEO of CD Printer Technology.
So let's talk a little bit about the applications that 3D printing has in the home building industry. I know we've seen all these, cool videos out there online, but is this something that's coming to America or happening here? Or what do you see?
Well, it's not just when you say home building, it's also commercial buildings as well. Mm-hmm. So there was a company over in Russia that came out with the first 3D printer for a house. And they've actually started marketing that here in the United States. We were contacted by a company that wanted us to invest in it. But at the time, it wasn't proven and it wasn't approved to be, put in the United States for that application. But since then, now several universities and several corporations have already started 3D printing houses or parts of houses to be easily constructed and moved to different locations. So as an example, if there's a disaster, they can take these 3D printers, put them in these remote locations and start building temporary homes and temporary housing for people that have lost their homes. For other industries like 3D printing homes, an architect might say, we had a customer coming in, we need you to 3D print a 3-story house, but we need to be able to take the house apart and show the customer what it looks like inside physically, not just on a piece of paper. And they'll ask us to print sections of a home, or they'll ask us to print like a facade of what that home is going to look like on some type of a landmark.
Wow.
So let's review. I mean, in my view, there are three main ways we can leverage 3D printing in this home building. As you said, commercial building. One is we can actually build models to scale that you can take apart. Like, for instance, you can take off the roof so you can show the customer elements of the interior, that kind of thing. So you can create these very specific models to scale. And as you said, you can even layer them into landscapes so you can kind of get the vision of that. Right. That's one application. Two, and I'd forgotten this before we started this conversation, you can actually print houses that people can live in now. So we can do that. And that's going to become more and more prevalent, I suspect, down the road. Another third application is in a custom home where you've got some crazy wacko idea that you want to do something very different that maybe is not a custom or not a mass market produced product that you can probably have that made.
Yeah, there are things that people are doing inside the home as well to decorate homes.
Right.
Lighting, furniture. You can actually 3D print furniture to go in your home now. So they're doing those types of things.
All right. So, Ron, someone listening to this who says, all right, well, I didn't realize that was possible. I want to explore, and I'm serious about exploring an idea, or I'm a builder, and I want to do something unique in my homes, or I'm an architecture firm, and I want to have them, I want a model built. How does that process work with you? What are the steps they need to take to get with you and get that product actually constructed and made?
Okay, so I'll pick a project we did about, I think maybe about 4 years ago with Georgia Tech. That was an architect firm that came to us that was bidding on a project. And there were three architect firms that were trying to get a building for the money that Georgia Tech had put this building together. And they said, well, we had to have this model and we have to have it like in 7 days. So we had a meeting with them. They provided all the drawings for us and they collaborated with us. We sat down with them, took their CAD file. So you had to start out with a CAD file or drawing that could be converted into something that could be 3D printed. So as an example, if you're 3D printing a business card, you still have to have that file. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with 3D printing. You have to have a file. But in this case, you're converting it to 3D, not 2D.
Mm-hmm.
So and once we got the file, we asked them, well, what color do you want? You know, what color of plastic do you want this printed in? And you have multiple colors that you can deal with.
Oh, look at that.
You know, when you're printing something. But most architects use, you know, plain white, and then they may spray paint it.
Mm-hmm.
This particular building was a circular building, but the building we had to be able to take the top off of it and open it up. And they actually took that building to the meeting and they won that contract.
Wow.
I'm not surprised. I mean, that's one of the reasons that, in my view, in this industry, that was the initial application of this, was bringing a clever model into a pitch. But there's so much more you can do with this. It's almost unbelievable. And we mentioned these CAD drawings. I mean, those are an essential part of this process. And there are vendors out there that will help you design and make those too, yes? Okay,
yes.
So you don't have to go to the store and buy a CAD Design 101 book and do it yourself. I mean, there are professionals that will help you do that.
And there are actually websites with the designs already. They're ready to go.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
I'm almost afraid to look and see what's possible. Let me ask one final question. I'm taking advantage of the fact that I'm a host of the show, so we're about out of time. But you showed a prosthetic hand. You showed a part of a person's jaw with actual teeth. You showed an element that you would put into a spine. I'm assuming it's a bone or a cartilage. Right. How far away are we from people getting a heart made or a liver made or a kidney?
Right now, from what I understand, you can do cartilage for your nose, your fingers, your ears. That's already been approved. They are working on like kidneys and things of that nature. So they are actually 3D printing these things right now, and they're actually using them. And this is with medically approved, you know, thermoplastics and things of that nature. So they're doing it actually now.
I mean, I just imagine, you know, all these horror stories of people on these lists waiting for an organ donation, you know, and all of a sudden someday, I don't think it's that far away, you're going to be able to go to the hospital and say, oh, your liver's bad, we need to get a new one. Let's get with the consult team and get it constructed, and you'll have it in 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think that's possible, don't you think?
It's coming down the line. They're actually experimenting with livers right now.
Oh, wow. My gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's good news for me. Okay. All right. Well, Ron, a lot more I'd love to talk to you about, but we're tight on time today. We'll have to get back on the show down the road to continue this conversation. But before we go today, should anyone have any questions on any of this, how do they find you and learn more?
Well, you can go to www.3dcadprinter.com and look at our website. We put a lot of videos out there to educate people on what 3D printing can do and what the applications are. And we can be reached at 404-556-8828. 28 anytime for an appointment to come in and talk about your 3D printing project.
Ron Robinson, the CEO of CD Printer Technology. Ron, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.